Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Lady of the Rivers by Philippa Gregory, narrated by Bianca Amato.
Castle of Beaurevoir, near Arras, France. Summer to winter, 1430. She sits, this odd trophy of war, as neat as an obedient child, on a small stool in the corner of her cell. At her feet are the remains of her dinner on a pewter platter, laid on the straw. I notice that my uncle has sent good slices of meat, and even the white bread from his own table. But she has eaten little. I find I'm staring at her, from her boy's riding boots to the man's bonnet crammed on her brown cropped hair, as if she were some exotic animal, trapped for our amusement, as if someone had sent a lion cub all the way from Ethiopia to entertain the great family of Luxembourg, for us to keep in our collection. A lady behind me crosses herself and whispers, "Is this a witch?" I don't know. How does one ever know? "This is ridiculous," my great-aunt says boldly. "Who has ordered the poor girl to be chained? Open the door at once." There is a confused muttering of men trying to shift the responsibility, and then someone turns the big key in the cell door, and my great-aunt stalks in. The girl, she must be about 17 or 18, only a few years older than me, looks up from under her jagged fringe of hair as my great-aunt stands before her, and then slowly she rises to her feet, doffs her cap, and gives an awkward little bow.